there, the right fielder bats sixth. Riley Orr catching, batting seventh. Aiden Anderson out in center field tonight, batting eighth. And Tyvon Moore in left, bats ninth for Bluefield. For the Doughboys, Colby Backus in left, Cameron King in center, Caleb Berry in right. Andrew Neal over at third, Cody Miller at shortstop, Danny Infante at second with Jack Pokorak at first base, Tommy Sheridan behind the plate catching Hayden Cooper. Cooper, the hard-throwing right-hander, 6'3 in height from right here in Johnson City, Tennessee. He did a short stint at Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, and he's headed to West Virginia in the fall. Chris Fackler by the plate calling the balls and strikes. Carter Silverthorne, your field umpire tonight. Cloudy and rain. First pitch at 7:01. Fastball right down the avenue. It's nothing and one to Kaikea Harrison. 78 degrees Fahrenheit, 26 degrees Celsius, a little bit of a breeze swirling, blowing essentially from right to left here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The 0-1 is low with the breaking ball, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. Just underway here in Johnson City. Everyone has found their way under the roof here in the concrete bleachers. Fastball swung on and missed, and Harrison's behind 1-2. One ball, two strikes, count to Harrison. Cooper, the big righty, works from the stretch. The kick and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Harrison couldn't catch up, and one is gone. 330 down the left field line. It's 400 to straightaway center, 315 to right. Very tall wall, at least 25 feet in height. They got a new video board out in left center. It is in play, as we're being told. Take a poke to get one out of here. One gone. Here comes Barbero. Right-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch fouled at the plate. It's nothing and one. All turf infield, including the mound. And then the outfield is grass here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Some renovations if you haven't been here in a while. There used to be a hill out in right field when the football stadium was behind the right field wall. No longer the case. The 0-1. Fastball of the ladder chased. And Cooper quickly ahead, nothing and two. Cooper on the year, 3-1, a 2.77 ERA. This is sixth appearance, fifth start. 26 innings, 23 hits, 10 runs, 8 of them earned. Only 6 walks and 27 strikeouts. Make that 28 with Harrison going down on strikes a moment ago. The 0-2 here. Flared out to deep right. Going back is Berry. Going back steal at the wall, reaches up, crashes in the wall. The ball drops. He's still bobbling it. And into second goes Barbero with the one-out double. Caleb Berry crashed into the Bojangles' side hard. I don't think he ever had an opportunity at the baseball. And everyone checking on him. He gives a thumbs up, says, stay in the dugout, trainer. But Barbero gave it a ride to the opposite field, a double. Has one on and one out here in the first. That brings up Jack Doyle, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Doyle having a nice little summer here in Bluefield. First pitch to him. Fastball fouled back out of play down the first baseline. It's nothing and one. Doyle 357. That leads the ball club. It's fourth in the league in average. He's second in on-base percentage at 471. He's also sixth in OPS at 953, and at the moment, a league-leading 10-game hit streak. First run of the night in scoring position with one out. The 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt trickles away from Sheridan, and up to third goes Barbero, and that makes bringing the first run of the night home even easier. Going to back up on Barbero's double. His fifth of the year. That one flared out to right and down for a hit. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Barbero can walk home. Doyle slips up a bit as he rounds first, and Barry quickly feeds it back in. So Doyle gets a single but brings home an RBI. The hit streak is still alive, and Bluefield leads 1-0. Barbero scores from third. So back-to-back hits off of Cooper. The scouting report says Cooper throws hard, but when you can barrel it up, it's going to go. Now an 11-game hit streak for Doyle. And that his 12th RBI of the season. So with a runner at first, one out. Here comes Tommy Harrison, the left-handed hitting DH. Tommy's been on a sabbatical, and he's back with a vengeance. Left-handed hitting catcher from Miami of Ohio, DHing tonight. Slider drops in at the knees, caught a strike. It's nothing and one. 1-0 Bluefield. Rain falling here at Johnson City. We've got the tarp out covering the equipment here as we're in the stands. Fastball up and out. Make the count 1-1. I was told, one, to keep the equipment dry, two, to keep Jack dry. He is precious, precious equipment. Breaking ball, low. It's 2-1. I asked, what about me? They didn't answer, so I don't think they care if I get wet. Doyle at first, one gone, one home. Kick in the 2-1. This one fouled back into the net. And the count is even at 2-2. Just underway here in Johnson City. We're in the bottom of the first. Bluefield already has a run across. Two ball, two strike to Tommy. Cooper a nod to first. Now the kick in the fire. That one back at us. The count remains 2-2. There's a few places in the league that we have an opportunity to get a foul ball. This is not one of them. There's a net from the first base dugout all the way to the third base dugout and all the way to the roof. 2-2 once more. Fastball swung on and missed, and Harrison down on strikes for the second out. So two gone, a runner at first, and that brings up Joey Brinchetsky. Brinchetsky batting from the left side against the righty Cooper. Cooper the kick and the fire. A fastball low. It's 1-0. Barbero doubled to right. Moved to third on a pass ball. And then was brought home by a Jack Doyle single to right. That's the lone run of the evening. 1-0, fastball flared over towards the street down the third baseline and out of play. Count is even at a ball and a strike. With the rain falling, everyone kind of trying to crowd in under the roof. I've got a small seat beside of me if they promise to bring me drinks. We'll let them sit here. Check over at first. Chesky patiently waits at the plate. Cooper, 1-1. Hard ground ball, just right of the bag and foul at first. And the count, 1-2. So back to first goes Doyle. One and two the count to Brinchetsky. Cooper the kick, the pitch. Fouled at the plate. That one came in on the hand somehow. Brinchetsky got a piece of it. It stays alive at 1-2. Two gone here in the first. Bluefield with an early advantage. One and two, the count to Joey. Cooper, the kick to fire. Fastball, outer third, fouled down the left field line and out of play. Count remains one and two. It's essentially on the umpire's discretion now, but with the turf, I'm sure this will get a longer leash than more than expected. But we got some thunder coming our way. Fastball up and in, and the count even at two and two. Fan in front of me showing the radar, and it doesn't look great. If we get out of here without getting electrocuted, we'll call it a win. 2-2 the count to Brinchetsky. Cooper to kick the fire. In on the hands again. That one popped up over to shallow left. In on it is Backus. He makes the run and the grab. And the side is retired. Bluefield pushes a run home on two hits. One left stranded. Johnson City to the plate right after this with Bluefield leading 1-0 on the Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Ramey Richlands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common, winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Ramey Richlands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Richlands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RameyRichlands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Ramey Richlands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go Ridge Runners.
You know, sometimes when we come to Johnson City, we sit around some hateful people. Tonight, not so much. I've got a young lady in front of me showing me the radar. I've got people behind me handing me koozies. So, again, if we don't get electrocuted, I think we're in for a good night. Half inning in the books. Bluefield leads 1-0. And Johnson City will come to the plate for the first time tonight. Starting lineup always brought to you by Summit Community Bank. Summit Community Bank. Proud to provide service beyond expectations at mysummit.bank. Right-handed heavy lineup here tonight for the Doughboys. Cameron King, the right-handed hitting center fielder, will bat leadoff, followed by Caleb Berry, the right fielder, batting second. Logan Sutton, the DH, bats third. Colby Backus in left field bats cleanup. Jack Poanuk, the right-handed hitting first baseman, bats fifth. Andrew Neal, the lone lefty in the order tonight, the third baseman, bats sixth. Cody Miller over at shortstop batting seventh. Danny Infante, the second baseman, bats eighth. And Tommy Sheridan, the right-handed hitting catcher, will bat ninth for the Doughboys. Bluefield black tops, gray pants here tonight on the road. It will be Tyvon Moore in left, Aiden Anderson in center, Brett Blair in right for the Ridge Runners. Jack Doyle at third, Danny Barbero at short, Kaikea Harrison at second base, Joey Brinchetsky at first, Riley Orr behind the plate catching. Jonah Walker, the 6'2" left-hander from downtown Lincoln, Nebraska, Central Missouri product, on the bump here tonight looking for a win. He has a 1-0 lead in his pocket as he toes the carpet mound here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. King, right-handed hitting center fielder, will lead off. Slide open stance, first pitch, a fastball. Caught the corner at the knees, it's nothing and one. Rain falling, no lightning yet. That is about the only thing it looks like it's going to stop us tonight. The 0-1. Chopper up the middle. Barbero finds it, fires it to first, and Brinchetsky and King collide. Brinchetsky couldn't hold the bag, and King is aboard. Bang, bang play there. Brinchetsky had to come off the bat, couldn't handle it, and we'll see how it's officially scored. But nevertheless, King is aboard with no one out, and here comes Caleb Berry. Here comes Caleb Berry, the right fielder. First time tonight. First pitch, a fastball out. The throw down as King took off. Did they get him? Yes, they did. What a throw by Riley Orr. They get King on the foot as he's sliding in head first to second. And he is erased now for one out. What a throw by Riley Orr. And to back up a second, the reason King reached was a throwing error. E6. 1-0 in there for a strike to Barry. Count even at a ball and a strike. Barry, like many of these Johnson City hitters, names littered all over the Appalachian League leaderboard. Breaking ball left up by Walker, and it's 2-1. Barry coming into tonight on a 5-game hitting streak. He's fifth in the league in average at 354. Open stance from the right side, 2-1. Fastball dribbled over to third. Handled by Doyle, long throw in time, and two are gone. Barry raced by a half a step. And with two gone now, here comes the DH, Sutter. We mentioned Barry is littered all over the Appalachian League leaderboard for hitters. Sutter is as well. Coming in tonight on a 17-game on-base streak. Breaking ball dropped in for a strike to him. It's nothing and one. He is third in the league in average at 361, third in home runs, first in RBI, first in slugging. The 0-1 to him, a fastball, top of the zone, called a strike. It's nothing and two. So after King erased and the ground out, Walker has a little giddy up in his step. Comes from the line, the 0-2. Breaking ball fouled over towards the third base dugout. And the count remains nothing and two. There's a tremendous black cloud creeping in from left field. It looks like it's almost out of a cartoon, speaking of Charlie Brown night. The 0-2 again. This one roped out to center, and it will dive in front of Anderson for a two-out hit. So a hit back up the box. The no-hit bid by Walker is gone. And with two outs and a runner on, that brings up Colby Backus. Backus, like the two previous guys, his name's everywhere. Backus comes in tonight first in the league and home runs with seven. And the umpires have got wet enough. They have sent everyone off the field here with the rain blowing in from left. So I'm not sure if it's a lightning issue or the rain, but the teams have been ordered back to their respective clubhouses, and we're in a delay. We're going to take a break. 1-0 our score. Bluefield with the advantage with one on and two outs in the bottom of the first. Here in Johnson City, we'll talk to you in a moment here on the Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Ramey Richlands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common, winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Ramey Richlands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Richlands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RameyRichlands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Ramey Richlands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go Ridge Runners.
Bluefield State University now offers a Master of Business Administration. It's time. Time to enhance your career. Time to build leadership skills. Time to develop expertise in decision-making. Time to gain a stronger professional network with greater career opportunities that will lead to increased income. Time to get your MBA. Sign up today before the next session begins on March 6th. Apply online at bluefieldstate.edu. Search MBA for information. Bluefield State University. Accept the challenge. It's time.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to take your finances to the next level? Up your game by discovering the winning digital bank options from Summit Community Bank. Score big with features such as Summit's awesome banking app, mobile deposit, credit score monitoring, budget tools, and more. Just like teamwork on the field, Summit is all about supporting you every step of the way. Stop by any local branch to learn more or visit us at mysummit.bank. Summit Community Bank is proud to provide you with service beyond expectations. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Clinch Valley Health is thrilled to welcome family nurse practitioner Wendy Lawless to Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield. Wendy specializes in women's, children's and general health, immunizations, sick visits, blood pressure, diabetes, and arthritis. She's accepting new patients, and appointments can be made by calling 276-245-9200. Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield is located at 1934 Leatherwood Lane, Bluefield, Virginia, across from Community Radiology in Bluefield, Virginia.
Michael Bandy and Associates offers tax planning and return preparation for individuals and businesses, but they also provide much more than that. Bandy and Associates offers a wide range of accounting services, including preparation of financial statements, consulting services, estate reporting, payroll preparation, and compilation and review services. By contracting Bandy and Associates to handle the financial aspects of your business, you will have more time to manage your customers' needs and focus on generating revenue for your business. Bandy and Associates offers a high-tech, high-touch service, and their team has over 100 years of combined experience. Come by our office in Richlands or call 276-963-1089. Or check out BandyCPA.com to meet the team.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in West Virginia and Virginia. So you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Brandon Disney at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Brandon Disney is ready to help you save in Bluefield. 304-327-7631.
Call my daddy today.
I hear your neighbor. State Farm is there.
Your friends and neighbors at the Mercer County Commission would like you to know some of the things that they've been up to. The Mercer County Recycling Program and Keep Mercer Clean Litter Campaign are in full swing, keeping our beautiful area looking great. Also, the Mercer County Animal Shelter continues to find safe, loving homes for homeless animals in the county. Check out everything the Mercer County Commission is up to at mercercountywv.org.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Is that a Pepsi Wild Cherry?
Oh, no.
Too late.
You know something, Steve? Flavor Mania is about to run wild.
Oh, not Flavor Mania.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is about to drop a flavor suplex right into your pie hole.
Not the pie
hole. It's
going
to hit your taste buds with a top rope elbow of flavor. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be refreshing. It's going
to... Does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Wild Cherry?
You better believe it, brother.
Pepsi Wild Cherry, now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
So if you can't hear it, we're in a very, very, very strong weather delay here. Rain blowing sideways here at Johnson City. And hopefully it'll blow through quickly. So we're in a rain delay. We're going to leave the microphone, the crowd mic on, so you can hear something. And we'll try to come back in a short while. We're pretty much right now in a rain delay, lightning delay, the scoreboard says, so at least 30 minutes from now. And we're attempting to keep our equipment dry right now. So we're going to let you listen to the rain here at Johnson City. We'll talk to you again soon. Well, if you're still there, Bluefield Ridge Runner fans, just announced that this one has been washed after the rain has stopped. The field is unplayable at the moment. What happened here today essentially didn't happen. So the 1-0 lead Bluefield has is washed. This is canceled. And we'll play 2 7-inning affairs tomorrow beginning at 3:30. So we'll come on the air about 3:15, weather pending. I think tomorrow looks good weather-wise, so we shouldn't have any issues there. So 3:30 first pitch here tomorrow at Johnson City, 2 7-inning affairs. If you're in the area, come on by and see us. If you're not, tune in the way you are right now. And we'll talk to you tomorrow right here in the Ridge Runner Baseball Network. Have a great rest of your Saturday.